Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I will tell you that the suicide rate among Native American young people nationally is 3.5 times that of the rest of the kids in America. But beyond that, we will go to reservations this summer where that rate is 7 times to 10 times that of the rest of the young people in America. This is the tip of an iceberg of a history and of a present that has robbed an entire people group of hope. And they are not a hopeless people. They're an incredible people. But they are a people without hope. And the great tragedy is that for my brothers and sisters in Christ across this continent, just like me for many years, we know nothing about the greatest youth tragedy on the continent.
We're talking about the Summer of Hope. Ron Hutchcraft will be going with the team, some 60 strong or so, going across the country to various reservations. And by the way, it's hopefornativeamerica.com. That's where you can sign up, become part of the prayer team. When you go to reservation, are you received readily?
One of the reservations we're going to this summer, the last time we were there, the man who invited us, the Native man who made all the arrangements, we always have partners that are going to do the follow-up where we go, and he went to the leader of the traditional religion on his reservation. So I just wanted you to know who's coming. He thought it would be best to anticipate what objections might arise. And he showed him a picture of this team, and it's all Native young people. He says, see, these are our kids. Now, he didn't mean his reservation. He meant Native kids. He said, look, these are our kids, and they're coming here. And they're going to talk about their relationship with Christ, but they're drug-free, alcohol-free, sexually pure, making a difference for their people, and they're coming here to help our young people. I just wanted you to know. He kind of held his breath to see what this man who is at the head of the Native religion there, what he would say. And he said, I have been to 300 funerals in the last months here. Many of them have been our young people. He said, if these young men and women can keep our kids above ground a little longer, I want them here. That's why there's a desperation across Native communities about their young people. They care. Their hearts are broken, but nothing is working. And there's something unprecedented that they feel and sense when the peace of Christ and the power of Christ shows up on a reservation basketball court. And you may not ever choose to believe in Christ, but you cannot deny the power of what's happened in the lives of these young people. It is stunning.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.